You're listening to a roundtable podcast from the Youth Media Center at SLB Radio in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. My name is Julia, and I'm here with
Madison,
Cheryl,
Eve,
and McKenna.
We're 10th grade students at Montour High School, and today we're going to be discussing movies, albums, and free will. So, Eve, what movie would you live in?
Oh, man. That's a hard question. This isn't a movie, but it's a show, and I also don't, like, fully agree with what I'm saying, but like the vibe of like Stranger Things is just so like nice, besides like getting killed and the death and everything else bad, just like the overall vibe, the 80s aesthetic and the music and the clothes and the hair and the makeup, I really like.
Okay, period, clock it. McKenna, what movie would you live in?
You know Blue Shirt Guy with Ryan Reynolds?
No.
Cool. But it's basically like an NPC gains consciousness in a game, and I feel like the game itself is kind of like a free will game, and I think that would be a little bit fun.
Cheryl, what movie would you live in?
Like Eve said, not a movie, but probably Stranger Things. I just like the whole like 80s vibe of it.
That leaves you, Madison.
Okay, so if I had to live in anything, it would probably be Outer Banks, because the vibe is so good, and it's like a good adventure. It's kind of modern, like, based.
My answer was Barbie Video Game Hero. Great movie. Now we're going to switch over to our albums topic. So start with McKenna. What is an album with no skips?
Typo Negative, Life is Killing Me. I love all of the songs on that album. It's very good.
Whose album is that?
Typo Negative.
Oh, okay. I'll have to tap in. Yeah, maybe.
Yeah. It's a genre of like metal. Has like ballads mostly. Their earlier music is definitely like heavier, but their newer music, or well, they're not a thing anymore, but like their newest music is more like talking about like love and like relationships and how like environments can change you.
Madison?
Okay, my no skip album is anything by Billie Eilish, but personally the non-skip album would be Hit Me Hard and Soft. There's not a single bad song on that.
I actually never listened to that album.
How?
Because I didn't want to.
What songs have you listened to?
Wildflower, The Greatest. I think those are the only two songs.
How? They're all so good. You gotta listen.
No.
Okay.
Cheryl, no skip album?
I'm gonna have to say The Secret of Us by Gracie Abrams. I haven't listened to all of it, but like, it's a thought that counts.
Right. Eve?
I don't think I can choose just one. I would have to say, like, a classic Igor Tyler, the Creator. Maybe Sweet Boy by Malcolm Todd. And then Nothing Happens by Wallace.
So, my no-skip album? Zero skips, actually. Two albums, same person. Crybaby, K-12. No skips, just shuffle. And then moving into our last topic for today, we're going to talk free will.
I think it exists, but it definitely also exists with consequences, but everyone kind of knows that, and they choose things based on those consequences.
I wasn't going to come to school today, but I did, and I came here, free will.
Me and Maddie one day decided at 3 a.m. at a sleepover to make a YouTube channel, and for the past couple months, we've just been going for it.
Ooh, drop the channel name?
On the VSM.
Okay, I will subscribe.
Thank you. There's another girl, Vivi, in our class, so it stands for Vivi, Cheryl, Maddie. Maddie, you want to explain?
It's kind of like a small creator, like, kind of content. We do a lot of, like, challenges. We walk around. And it's basically just, like, talking to all the fans. The 80 subscribers.
Ooh, 80, you're up there. It looks like we're out of time for today. Thanks for sharing your thoughts, everyone. Listeners, thank you so much for tuning in. This is Julia.
Maddie.
Cheryl.
Eve.
And McKenna.
Signing off. And remember, everyone has free will.